Good morning, everyone, and God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, good morning, everyone. God bless you.
Today is the 31st of December 2025, the last day of 2025. And me and Danny are currently sat in our bed drinking a lovely hot drink, reflecting on the year, praying in the new year, God's been bringing back to our remembrance some of the great things that's happened this year and the opportunities that God has given us. Now, to the outside world, it may not have looked like the best opportunities because there's been some challenges, there's been some things we've needed to overcome together and as a family. But again, everything that is thrown at us, God will always turn it around for his glory. He will always show us great things through every situation. And again, remembering that God will always make a way for us to escape. So when our heart and mind is in tune with God and we're focused and looking to him, then even when we go through situations that we don't understand, that may seem difficult in the moment, we know that God has us, we know that God is for us, and we know that this can't last, it can't stay. But our hearts really have to be in a place of great faith. And when I mean great faith, I don't mean that people have better faith than others. I just mean within your own life and living, how you trust God in situations, how you trust God to overcome, how you trust God in them moments and how you feel. And what you let affect you and what you don't let affect you. Because sometimes things can seem like it's just coming non-stop, like boom, boom, boom. But when you have your spiritual armor on, God's fully equipped you to be able to withstand those fiery darts and be able to overcome them very effectively, and happily and efficiently. And so, as we were reflecting and thinking of this year, we were saying how very thankful we were that God showed us in December of 2024 that 2025 was going to be a year to magnify God, to really magnify him. And if you think of a magnifying glass, if you think of a very small writing, when you put a magnifying glass on that, it amplifies the writing so that you can see it. And just like that, God wanted us to amplify him this year. He wanted us to really enhance his logic, his way over everything this year. And he prepares us, he preps us. People may not understand, people may think it's strange having themes or whatever, but those whose ears are entwined with God, they will understand what God is speaking. So in 2024, it was great instruction. You know, 2025, you're going to magnify me. And to magnify him, to amplify him, it means that it meant for us that some things looked really small. It meant that the circumstances tried to be bigger than what our God was. But when you know that God is for you and you're able to tell your problems how big your God is rather than telling our God how big our problems is, then we magnify God. Then we're able to respond in faith rather than reacting in fear, worry and doubt. And it's a learning, it's a journey. That's why when I opened up, I shared that God has given us great opportunity this year, because there's always an opportunity to learn, always an opportunity to grow, always an opportunity to build our faith, always an opportunity to see the glory of God, always an opportunity to just be steadfast and consistent. And there's no other way. Like, people cannot enter or should not enter 2026 thinking there's any other way than living unto God, to living for God and having his ways and his logic, his words, his desire, his focus, his understanding in one's life. Because when we have that and we know that and that has set us free, then we can really withstand anything and be focused, diligent And it builds our faith to expect bigger and greater things, because with God, it doesn't mean that we experience storms all the time, or we experience situations all the time. 2024 was actually a really smooth, happy, blessed year. Like, there was much traveling. There wasn't much going on. It was like really faith building in other areas, like financially, mentally, spiritually. But this year it's been building our faith within our physical bodies and the people around us, physical bodies, learning that God is with us in every situation. So yeah, there's been some things that I will touch on, but I'll let see if Danny has anything he wants to share at the moment. Or so I'll continue for the moment just touching on some things. So as we entered 2025, January went really quick, and it was a really great January. Even though it went very quick, it was very smooth. Then February, you know, we had some things that happened with Lawrence, our leader and minister. And then there was that we had to kind of respond in faith. And he just is a great and mighty man of God. He's a great man of faith. Watching how he overcome certain situations and dealt with situations really encouraged me, built my faith, and showed me greatly that God was with us more than ever before. And then in May, my mum, she went into kidney failure, and she was told that her kidneys were not functioning anymore and that she needed to go on to some treatment. And again, because God had already built my faith in such an area, with certain things that was going on prior to that, I just felt very at peace. You know, I didn't respond to fear. I felt very comforted that God was with me, even though my mum may not say that she is a believer. Like, I know that God is faithful and that he's with us in every situation. And that, even though that was going on, I just had pure peace. Like, I can't express to people the peace that I had in that situation and the thing that went on with Lawrence, like the peace that we had. People may have thought that we were a bit cold or didn't really understand the situation or didn't understand the severity of these situations. Now, they were two major things that hit both of mine and Danny's close relatives, who we love very much, who are very important to our life. And from an outsider, or for somebody who may be five-sensed or not really understand the things of God, it looked really bad, like with our different siblings and stuff like that. But God gave that peace that was just so tangible. We just knew that God had the two situations in his hand, and that we had no fear, worry, doubt, and that God was in control. Because if God wasn't in control of this situation, then it meant something else was, or it meant that our feelings was. And we don't want to conform to our feelings. We don't want to conform to the situation, but really respond in faith. And how do we do that? We pray. We command in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak good words. We don't speak words of death or destruction. We speak words of life. We speak words of hope. We speak words of expectation. Now, when you're around people who don't necessarily know God's way, they can be quite funny. We had a few experiences where people weren't very nice to us or didn't have very nice words because of the way we were responding in faith. But we all have a choice. We have a choice each day if we're going to respond to the world and the storms in the world, or if we're going to respond to God and his way and his logic. So these were two major events that happened this year that really set me and Danny up really for great success. That may seem a bit weird, but it was true. It set us up and it gave us great comfort. It gave us great faith, and both parents are doing very, very well, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, but also physically. And so again, God is faithful, and he wants us to confess the right things. What does Jesus Christ say? By the stripes of Jesus Christ, we were healed. What does the word of God, the scriptures say, and what is God speaking? Like, I am with you. If I am with you, nothing or nobody can be against you. But the devil, he's just waiting for that little open door where we're where we're fearful or we're condemning ourselves or we think that we're worthless or useless. So he can try and get in and beat us down. But when you know God and you know all that God has done, and if anyone doesn't know God and wants to know what God can do, all you have to do is call upon him. All you have to do is reach out to him. You believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and God raised him from the dead, and that he is now Lord of your life. Like, that's a big thing. It's not that he's just been raised from the dead, that you choose to make him Lord, that you come into obedience to what Jesus Christ commanded his disciples, because we are now his disciples. We are as Jesus Christ is now. We are in his stead. And we know that Jesus didn't conform to the situation. Like, his best friend, cousin, loved one, Lazarus, he actually died. Like, he was dead 3 days in a tomb. Like, they shut the tomb and everything. And he knew God. He knew, he told them, like, he is not dead. I believe he said this. Like, he is not dead.
Asleep.
He is asleep, and he rose up. And so, again, to the unbelievers, they didn't know these words. They thought he was weird. They thought he was strange. They thought his mind had been lost because of what he said. But what did he say? He spoke faith. He spoke truth. He spoke the commandments of God. He believed God over the situation. The same when he told the storms and the waves to be still. Like, he used his authority. He believed God, not the storm or the situation. The same with the fig tree. When he commanded the fig tree to wither away, he believed his authority and who God was over what a tree can naturally do. So what we've learned this year, and I know Danny probably will touch as well, is that we don't go with the natural things in the world. Like, we are supernatural, we are spiritual, we are as Christ is, we are seated on the right hand side of God, and we have great authority and power. We just have to exercise that authority, exercise that that practical ability that God has given us, and not to be moved, to be unshakable, unmovable when it comes to the things of God. Like Jesus Christ, he was unshakable. You didn't see him like being conformed to the people when Lazarus was dead. No, he had to rise above that. He had to take a stand. And when you take a stand, there may be some opposition. There may be some people that don't agree, especially family members who love their family as much as you do, like me with my sisters. They don't understand. But when you take that stand in faith, they will come to understand, because they'll see that they'll see the life lived, but they'll see the revelation of what God has done. So like for us, faith parents are doing very, very well now. God has delivered them from all of their infirmities. So now our siblings or people around can see that, like, oh, okay. Like, their God is real. Oh, nothing bad did happen. It was rocky in that situation. It was hard in that situation. But, you know, like, what they believed was true. And, like, what Jesus believed was true. Lazarus rose up and went about his day, his life, and lived a long life, I'm sure. So, so reflecting on those two things, and then open doors happen. Like, many doors were opening for me and Danny to travel this year. We had two different opportunities to travel to America, two different ones, and we had an opportunity to travel to Spain. Then we had the opportunity to travel to Nepal, and there was, but at the beginning of the year, so I would say maybe around February, maybe earlier, January, Danny said to me, like, Amber, I really don't feel it's in my heart to travel this year. I said, excuse me? Like, we travel, Danny. Like, here we are, send us. Like, this is what God says. Like, we go. And he's like, not this year. Like, really, I don't believe it's right that we travel this year. And we had to let a few people down also who was willing to, that God was working in their heart to pay for our flights and our accommodation and our trips. But Danny was like, no, I wasn't feeling it. I just thought it was just Danny being a little bit miserable, wanting to be in his own home comforts. And I just wasn't feeling it. But I was obedient to listen to what God was working, because I know that God does work through Danny greatly. And we can want to do so many things. We can want to travel or minister or do whatever. But sometimes it really isn't of God. Like, it really isn't. And then as the months was going on, I was getting a little bit eggy, That's the right word. I was thinking, well, why has God showed you not to travel? Everything's okay. Mum's okay. Lawrence is okay. Like, life's good. Work's good. And he said, it's just not right. And then in May, I started to get like a real bad stabbing in my chest. Like, no, it was before May, wasn't it?
It was.
It was before maybe April.
April.
March. Real bad stabbing in my chest and in my arm. And I was at work and I was so uncomfortable and my breathing become very strange. And I was leaning over and I felt very, very uncomfortable. Anyway, I carried on working and I left work and I rang Danny and I said, Dan, I don't feel right. Like my breathing is really kind of quite like I was struggling to get a breath and I'm getting this real stabbing pain in my shoulder, in my arm. But Danny ministered in that moment, in the name of Jesus Christ, you were healed, and we carried, and I carried on. And that evening, it got much worse, like really much worse, to the point that I needed to take myself to the emergency room, because I didn't know what was going on. And when I went to the emergency room, they told me they suspected a blood clot. And anyway, I was in the emergency room for like many, many hours, and many, like, 12 hours or 9 I was there all night. I got there at like 5. It got to kind of 6 a.m. So yeah, like 11 hours. And I asked the nurses, am I going to be seen? I'm in so much pain, like my breathing. And they'd already taken bloods and stuff, my like took all my vital signs. And she said, well, there's still like many people. I said, I'm going home. In my heart and mind, I thought I just needed to get home. I just needed to be around spiritual people, like around my husband. And then if it didn't ease off, I would have rang the doctor, and the doctor could have directed me. They would have had more authority to find out what was going on. They could have done more bloods. And so anyway, I got an Uber and I came home. And Danny said, you're home. I said, I can't stay in that hospital anymore. And 8 a.m. came and I rang the GP and they said when they took your bloods, your D-dimer test was really high. So we suspect that it is a blood clot. You need to get to hospital straight away. You need to go there right now. Don't drive. Don't do this. Don't do that. But I was here on my own. Danny went to work and I went to the hospital and they were doing tests. But when it came to, I actually had a collapsed lung. My lung had completely collapsed away from my rib wall, and that was what was causing the pain, the discomfort and the pain within my body. So when they gave me medicine, they told me, like, you know, that we could pump air back in and do all of these things, but it's not crucial right now. You can go home. And when they gave me the painkillers, these strong painkillers, actually the pain had subsided. My breathing was a little bit faint, but I said to the doctor, I said, oh, is this life threatening? And they said, no, as long as we're aware, like if you need us, you come straight here and we got certain procedures that you can do. So I was giving glory to God for this. And then I came home and then a day or two went by and the pain had completely gone. That it was like it never was there. And then I went back to be investigated further. And they said, yes, that the lung now is reattached. It's reattached back to my chest wall. It may be a one-off or it may happen again, but at the moment I'm not allowed to travel. So he said, like, you're not allowed, like, to go on an airplane and you're not allowed to scuba dive. These are two major things, because if this happens when you are in this situation, the pressure can be life-threatening. And actually I could get into real big trouble because it could put the whole airplane and the thing at risk and stuff. So God then, like, he was already preparing me, like, not that God brought this, but he was already preparing Danny's heart that, because when this happened, we were supposed to be somewhere. We were supposed to be somewhere abroad. So if that would have happened, like, that could have brought great fear. It could have brought great financial burden, in a sense, if I needed to go to a GP. So God was preparing the heart, and actually since then my lung is complete. It happened again, once again after this, and since then I have been completely healed, because instead of going back to the GP and to the doctors, I would just sit in prayer. I would just speak words of life. I would just confess what God says about me. I wouldn't once ever tell anyone about the pain or what I was going, everyone would say, how are you doing? Yes, I'm doing really great. But if I felt like I needed ministering, I wasn't too proud to be here in pain or struggling. Yeah. I would reach out to Danny or I'd reach out to Lawrence because they are spiritual leaders and they are spiritual people that can give words of faith, words of hope, words of deliverance, words of life. And when you're feeling a little bit vulnerable and feeling a little bit crushed or a little bit in a lack of faith because of a situation that you're facing, then you need to reach out. You know, you can't think that you can just do it on your own. Yes, God is with you, but faith comes by hearing and hearing the words of God. Faith comes by hearing when God is speaking through his men and women. And when you receive those words gladly into your heart with great hope, you know, oh, wow, yeah, I am going to be okay. Oh, yeah, wow. And then God will bring back to remembrance the things that he's done also. So, like, with my mom, like, look, Amber, if I can heal your mom who's got small faith, small as mustard seed, how much more can I do for you? And so it was words, as we, again, what I've learned this year, it's words of life, words of hope, words of joy, words of peace, words that are going to build you up and bring faith and bring hope and deliverance. And it's through those words that we receive that we're able to move forward. So even though that situation happened, again, God is with us. And if God is with us, who can be against us? No sickness, no devil, no life, no circumstances, no storm. No, we rise above it and we speak to the situation just like Jesus spoke to the fig tree. So when I would feel this come on me, I would speak to it like, lung, you are attached, you are healed, you cannot be detached from my body, you are pumping air perfectly, I have 100% oxygen, and speaking those words and then receiving words from my husband and from my leader, that would build my faith further. So if you're going through a situation or if there's certain things going on, if it be financially, physically, emotionally, spiritually, don't take it on your own. Like, don't take it on your own, because them words of faith have great impact. They have great authority. They really, like Lazarus, when he was dead, he couldn't think, oh yeah, well, God's just going to bring me back from the dead. He was dead. He needed someone to speak. And so again, this year, learning about the power of our words in a more deeper way. Like, since 2020, I've learned a lot about words, but I'm knowing it now in a more deeper way, a much deeper way than ever before. Our words are very powerful. What we speak will come to pass. What we say is life-changing, either in the negative or the positive. Like, God has given us the authority in our words to bring death and life. So again, I've learned this in a more tangible way. And then as the year went on, we didn't travel, but I knew then, like, why? Like, God again protects us. Like Paul, when he told Paul not to go on to Jerusalem, he was protecting him. Like, he was protecting him from what was before him. So, like, with us not traveling, God's always about protecting. But through all of these situations, what did we do? We magnified God. We didn't magnify problem. We didn't give authority to the problem, or we didn't give anything to the problem. It was all magnifying God. And God again was preparing us in 2024. Magnify me, you know, magnify me and you will see great rewards. You will see great things. And believe me, we have seen great and mighty things this year on the healing aspect and the deliverance aspect. Right, we've seen great things within our finances, and we're going to see it in a much greater way, because God is faithful. We've seen great things within our fellowship, but we're going to see it in a much greater way. But this year, for me especially, it was in regards to healing, deliverance, faithfulness, understanding what it meant to magnify God, illuminate God, speak to my problem about how big and mighty my God is, and let the problem disappear and dissolve. So now I'm ready for 2026. I'm ready to end this year on such a high and such thankfulness in my heart. I'm ready to be so open to the things of God, fully focused, living unto him, fully focused, fully desiring, fully expecting, and not taking any prisoners, not taking anything from anyone, but just continuing to move forward on the things God is putting in my heart, my husband's heart, my family's heart. continuing to like run the fellowship again this year, God has shown me like the day and the time that you're doing, your heart's not fully in it, like you need to change it. And I've been praying about it for a few months, and then God's given me the perfect time, the perfect day, in the day. And now I expect like great things to come through that. So again, God may show you to change some things up. And if he does, be obedient to it. God may tell you not to change things or to do things. Be obedient. If you're obedient to God speaking into your life, you will prosper. You will grow. You will glow. You will see great and mighty things. God's not withholding anything from you. He's not favoring a believer over you. You know, it's just, is our ears open? Is our heart open? Is our mind open? Are we really expecting from God and trusting him and just going to him? Remember, Jesus Christ came so that we can have direct access to God. Like, we don't have to go through anyone, even though we need our leaders, we need our ministers, especially when it comes to things where we're feeling a bit troubled. Then they can give us words of life. We as leaders give words of life, words of hope. But it's our responsibility to go to God. It's our responsibility to trust God. It's your walk. It's not Danny's walk. It's my walk. And it's not my walk with Danny. It's his walk. We will be accountable in front of God individually one day. Not together or as a fellowship, or I won't be stood with my leader. You know, I'll be accountable for everything God is putting in my heart to do. And I want to the best of my ability, please my God. And I want to walk by that spirit and be led of that spirit. And I want to prosper and be in health and see great things. So 2026 is going to be the best year yet. Great learning this year, great opportunity this year. And, you know, a faithful man and woman shall abound in blessings. So stay faithful, stay blessed, stay true to your word, stay true to God, and let him reveal great and mighty things to you. So God bless you all.